morning. Just got a few short things I want to share with you, and it'll be from the book of 1 Peter. So if you want to turn there with me, we're just going to read a few verses, make some comments about verses 3, 4, and 5 in 1 Peter chapter 1 as we prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper. 1 Peter chapter 1, and we'll start in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his great mercy. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. A living hope. That's going to be our theme. We're going to be talking about the hope that we just sang about. You know, it's a fact that hope is one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful force in our life. And you can see that even when dealing with a small child. When given the hope of a short-term reward, even the most incorrigible child can be at peace and can be comforted. And you can see it in ourselves, that when we have hope, there's almost no obstacle, no mountain, no hurdle that's too high. But when we lose hope, when things start to unravel, when the facts change, we can fall into a lot of despair. We can fall into great despair. So it should really stop us in our tracks, and it should make us think when Peter says what he says about Jesus, which is in him and only in him we have a living hope. We have a living hope. He also says it's by God's great mercy that this hope is even available to us as sinners. And we've spoken many times, Jeff mentioned it today, that it's our sin that distances us, that causes the separation that we have from God, a holy and righteous God. And no matter how hard we try, and we know this, no matter how hard we try, how good we try to be, once we realize that we've been separated from God, we can't reestablish that relationship on our own. It's God's justice that requires a sacrifice to be made, and that was Jesus. And when he made a way for us to be reconciled to him through Jesus, he did something we didn't deserve, and that's called mercy, offering Jesus in our stead. And the scripture's clear on the point. It's through, and Peter talks about it, it's through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead that our path was made clear. The resurrected Savior, the firstborn from the dead, he is our living hope. He is alive today. Everything about the gospel, the message, the good news of Jesus, is dependent on the fact that his resurrection physically took place. And as we've been studying Wednesdays, and I've worked a lot of themes about John into my comments, but as we've been studying about Wednesdays, when anyone denies Christ's deity, his virgin birth, his death, his resurrection, these are things that God has proved through time, through his word, they're effectively calling God a liar. So it's a true fact, and we need to be thinking about that. If you look down at the next verse, in verse 4, Peter says, and he continues by saying that the object of our hope is an inheritance. It's imperishable. It's undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Peter, like each of the apostles, was 100% confident in the case for Jesus Christ. They saw him. They touched him. They heard him. Most importantly, they were eyewitnesses of him being resurrected following his death. And their testimony and that which was left to us in the scripture through the Spirit is what gives us this hope. It's our rock. It leaves no doubt, no fissures, no softness in our belief and our ability to believe in Jesus as a resurrected Savior. I pray that each of us contemplates this daily. I'm hoping that you understand that there's absolutely nothing in this world that offers anything even close to the hope that we have in Jesus. There's nothing here that's imperishable. There's nothing here that's permanent. There's nothing here that's eternal. All that we see, all that attracts our attention for moments of time in this life is going to vanish in an instant when Jesus comes. And we need to keep that in our heads. We need to keep that in our hearts. We need to keep that in our minds. The world is passing away. But our hope in him, Peter says, is pure, it's undefiled, it's beyond the reach of change and decay. So that's what I want you to be thinking about. And then he finally says in verse 5 that it's by God's power that we are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. The fact that Christ was offered as our sacrifice is proof of God's love. The fact that Christ was resurrected is proof that God can be trusted and can be counted on in all things. It's only the power of God. It's only his divine nature that can have power over death. He can be counted on. And it's by his power that he's guarding and keeping us until our hope is finally realized. And that will be when Jesus returns to call each of us, those that he owns, given to him by the Father. I hope you can think about these things as we partake, and that you keep thinking on them each day, and allow that to meditate, and take the time to meditate on that in your hearts and draw closer to God.